You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of more talk now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes.
Well, I don't mean to put you back to sleep. I'm sorry, but we have a birthday to celebrate. David Gates from Bread with a birthday today. That song was number one back in 1970. Make It With You. And Bread with other hits as well. My dad had the best of Bread on 8-track. And even as a kid, I realized that this was not really good. I'm not a big Bread fan. David Gates, a birthday today. He turns 78. Can that be right? 78 years old for David Gates from Bread? My goodness. His birthday today, that's Make It With You from Bread. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Next up on the program, Brigham McCown. He's a former senior advisor to current Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao and a member of President Trump's transition team for transportation and infrastructure. You can find him on Twitter at B.A. McCown, at B.A. McCown. Brigham, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Absolutely, Scott. Happy to be with you on a chilly morning.
Yes, well, I just looked at the temperature. It's like 20, when are we here? Like 26 here in Hillsdale. Of course, colder up in the northern part of Michigan, but we'll make it. It's not too bad for December. Tell us a bit about what you've done here in your past. I just mean, you know, working for Elaine Chao and working for the President Trump's transition team. There's some pretty big assignments there.
Well, thanks very much. It's been quite an honor. I've spent most of my life in public service. I'm an Ohioan. Don't hold that against me, but I did marry a Michigan lady. So
there you go.
I was a naval aviator for a number of years, and then had several posts in different administrations. I've been in three different administrations now, starting in the George Bush administration, and have held different posts, including overseeing all energy transportation in the country.
So, Brigham, I know we have another new report out recently on talking about infrastructure on the safety of pipelines across the
right
country. And, you know, we can move oil in different ways, of course, pipeline or truck or rail. But pipeline proven safe in new report. What do we find out here?
Well, we found out in what has become by some a controversial pipeline over in eastern Pennsylvania that an independent report says that people are 20 times more likely to be injured or killed in a traffic accident or fall from stairs or 35 more times to die from a house fire than be involved in an incident involving the Mariner East Pipe 2 pipeline. And I think that's true of all pipelines. And, you know, Scott, over the last several years, people have gotten pretty fanatical about pipelines, yet I think we forget all the benefits they deliver. And quite frankly, some of the studies you've seen out there that say otherwise have been cooked up to serve a means to an end.
It's not just activists either, Brigham. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, I know, has talked about this quite a bit. Every time there's a train incident involving, you know, some sort of, you know, oil spill with a train accident, he is just pounding the table for safety and we've got to be safer with this. And yet he's the first guy to stand up and fight against pipelines. Why do people have this hang up with pipelines?
Yeah, I think we've done a disservice to educating ourselves, our children, everybody, because if you, if you ask the average person, hey, how does that gasoline get to the gas station? They say a truck, but they don't know where that truck gets it from. And it gets it from a pipeline. They don't understand when they get propane delivered to their house or home heating oil, that all of that comes to us by pipeline. And there's a reason why pipelines have carried the lion's share of all of our energy supplies for 100 years. They're the safest. They're the most economical. They are the least impactful on the environment. And I think we tend to forget that because they're underground, out of sight, out of mind, unless something goes wrong. And so it's popular to bash pipelines, but, you know, the truth is, A, they're safe, and B, we have to have them. So while it may make a good political soundbite, it's just not based on any fact.
Brigham McCown with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Tweeted out a couple of recent stories, and U.S. becoming a net oil exporter for the first time in 75 years. That means those pipelines, of course, are getting used quite a bit with the amount of oil being discovered and being taken out here in the U.S. What does that mean? I know what net exporter means, but what does that fact mean for the country?
Well, it means that we are becoming on the cusp of being energy independent. Now, we still import oil from different places, and it has to do with where we need oil and where it needs to go. Same thing with natural gas. We are now self-reliant on natural gas, most places except Boston, which just last year got natural gas from Russia, if you can believe that. Why? Because they can't get a pipeline from western Pennsylvania over to Boston. And so We are getting very close. What does that mean? That means lower energy prices for the foreseeable future. It means lower gas prices as well, so long as we can put our energy roads, i.e. pipelines, from where we're getting product out of the ground to where we need to get it to the refinery and off to market. And there's still some limiting configurations there that we're going to have to address.
Yeah, Kevin Williamson just had a cover piece at National Review on Texas oil boom, and he was in Midland. But the refinery capacity in the country and the kinds of oil that our refineries can handle, is that still an issue we have to address?
It's still a little bit of an issue. I mean, as you pointed out, a lot of the refineries were set up for Middle Eastern crude because,
right,
you know, remember back to the 1970s when we all stood in line for gasoline, we didn't have a domestic capability, and the oil we were importing tended to be a heavier crude. Now we're getting lighter crude and different pieces of crude out of that. So there has been significant investment in reconfiguring a lot of the refineries. More still needs to be done, and not shockingly, people have, not local people, I should point out, have opposed some of those reconfigurations because they say it just simply continues our addiction to fossil fuel. But the truth is we need an all-the-above energy approach, Scott, and that means renewables, but it also means fossil fuels and this sort of, all-or-nothing mentality.
Graham, got to break here against the hard...